very first mention of Shabbos, the Parashas Bereishis, three psukim that we return to again and again in the course of Friday night, and a strange central pasuk, Echal Elokim B'Yom HaShviyi, Melachto Asher Asa, Kadosh Baruch Hu completed the melacha that he was doing on seventh day. If you stop to read the pasuk, pretty striking, because we usually assume that Kadosh Baruch Hu did work on the 6 days and rested on the seventh, as it says in Parshas Yisrael, B'Yonach B'Yom HaShviyi. So Rashi addresses that question. One of Rashi's answers is one which is practical, one which speaks to a fascinating halachic discussion which we'll touch on very briefly, and one which perhaps also gives us food for thought in terms of taking the Yom Tovim with us. Rashi says a human being is incapable of doing malacha to the very last second and stopping just short of the line and then filling Friday with malacha but doing no malacha on Shabbos. Try to get too close to the line, the human being will go over the line. That's why we human beings need to be most of Mechol HaKodesh. We need to bring Shabbos in a few minutes early so that we don't, chalila, go over the line and end up doing malacha into Shabbos. But Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kol Yachol, Kadosh Baruch Hu is omnipotent, and he is perfectly capable of filling all of Friday with malacha and doing malacha to the very last moment of Friday, and not at all on Shabbos. To a human observer, would have looked to Adam and Chava as though HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing malacha on Shabbos because he went to the very last second of Friday. So human perception was Vayechal Kim B'Yom HaShviyi Melachto Ashras. That's one of the approaches that Rashi gives. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't actually do malacha on Shabbos. It would have looked to us that he did because he came so close. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to go up to the nose. We humans cannot, and that's why we're Mosif Mechol HaKodesh. Now this notion that the reason why we start Shabbos early, why we have to set for Shabbos, is because we stop doing malacha early so we don't go over the line. So several achronim point out that that relates to the approach in Rishonim that when you make early Shabbos, you cannot actually fulfill the mitzvahs of Shabbos. You cannot be yotzei the suda. You can begin your suda, but you can have to have more challah at the end after teisa kochavim. Other mitzvahs of Yom Tovim don't apply until it's actually Shabbos or Yom Tov, because what the way the rationale Rashi is providing is it's merely exer. Don't do malacha at the end of Friday, so you don't accidentally do malacha on Shabbos. It's not Shabbos yet. You haven't added kedusha to the end of Friday. It's just a buffer zone. It's just exer. Tosas, the beginning of the last parak of Pesachim and elsewhere, presents a machlokas about that halachic question. Is it true that you have to continue your suda and have challah after dark if you made early Shabbos or not? There is a strong approach in Rishonim that Tosefa Shabbos is much more than just not doing malacha. Tosefa Shabbos actually means you've injected Kedusha of Shabbos into the last few minutes of Friday. And according to that way of understanding, that's not only an extension of the Isra Malacha as a Gezerah, but it's actually Harchavas HaKedusha. You're actually expanding Kedusha Shabbos, injecting Kedusha Shabbos into the closing minutes of Friday. Take that approach, that you actually, Shabbos has begun early, the expression usually used, to make Shabbos early. According to the more robust approach, you actually made Shabbos early, you've endowed the end of Friday with Kedusha Shabbos, but then you would say, no, you can complete your entire suit of Shabbos while it's still light, while those birds are still chirping, because Shabbos began with actually Kedusha Shabbos added to Friday. Now the halachic wrinkle is the Gemara does tell us in the fourth parak of Brachas that one can, Gemara doesn't say explicitly whether you can have your su'udah early or not when you make early Shabbos, but the Gemara does say you can make Kiddush early. So that's, Tosas himself points out, that seems like a strong raya to the approach that you can actually start Shabbos early, you can do all the mitzvahs, it is already Shabbos, you can say Kiddush, and presumably you can do all the other mitzvahs of Shabbos. So how would the approach is rooted in Rashi in this week's parsha, that merely Isra Malacha, you haven't actually added Kedusha. So how do you understand that? But to make a long story short, Rav Schechter quoted based on an idea that the Rav developed in a different context, something that we touched upon almost exactly 24 hours ago in this room, as we were bringing in, 48 hours ago, as we were bringing in Simchas Torah. The Rav developed this idea that it's not enough to avoid doing Malacha on Shabbos Yom Tov. It has to be something distinct and clear about it. If I just happened to not do malacha, fellow slept for 26 hours straight, I didn't do malacha, but it wasn't the shavisa ani keres. The Rambam says that to fully avoid malacha, it needs to be clear and distinct that why it is that I'm doing that. And what the Rav suggested, different concepts, and Rav Schefter applied here, is that the best, most powerful way to convert passively not doing malacha into something actively meaningful, shavisa ani keres, is by saying kiddush. When we begin the period of the 25 hours of not doing malacha, we don't just passively stop doing malacha, we actively articulate the upcoming day is a day of Kedusha, Zeichah is Master Gracious, Zeichah is Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Here's what it means, and that's the significance of what's not going to happen over the next night and day. So Kiddush is more than just a separate mitzvah of Shabbos. Kiddush is part and parcel of the Isra Malacha. And that might be why, again, even if you believe that Tosefa Shabbos is merely you're stopping Malacha early, you're not actually injecting Kedusha Shabbos, you cannot do the other mitzvahs of Shabbos you have to do in Tosefa, but Kiddush is special. Because Kiddush is not a free-floating mitzvah. Kiddush, according to this approach in Bali Tosas or Ben Yehuda, Kiddush would actually be an enhancer of the Isra Malacha by articulating what the passive Isra Malacha is all about. So that's the Machlokas HaRishonim. Again, Machlokas, how robust is Isra Malacha? Is it merely not to do Malacha? Or Tosefa Shabbos actually injecting Kedusha? If you're going to take the approach that it's merely Isra Malacha, then you see in Kiddush a way of articulating what Shabbos is all about. Now, there's more to say about this halachic sigya, but I think there's something, a larger, poetically larger message here, perhaps for us to think about as well, which is the two perspectives. One is that one can add Kedusha where there isn't yet Kedusha, and the other is the importance of articulating, noticing, recognizing the Kedusha that's already in the situation. And those are both very important tools for us as we take the Yom Tovim with us, is to look for new opportunities for mitzvahs, to look for new opportunities to add Kedusha where there isn't yet, and also to look for the opportunities that have been at our feet all year long. The opportunities that were surrounded us over the course of Tav Shanai and Tess, we didn't even notice. We didn't even notice the opportunities beyond the Chaveira. We didn't even notice the opportunities beyond Malacha. The Davi that we're already doing, the people that we're already interacting with, to make that into a davar nikar, to articulate, here's the kedusha, that the opportunities that are already here, to see them for what they are, and then to seek to take full advantage of them. We should be zocha to grow kedusha in both dimensions of the course of Tashrin Pei.